This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The battle for the strategic Ukrainian port of Mariupol is raging on Monday. Ukraine earlier rejected a Russian offer to evacuate its troops from the besieged city as the Russian bombardment continues. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said about 400 civilians were taking shelter at an art school in the Azov Sea port city when it was struck by a Russian bomb. Russia's war, now in its 26th day, shows no signs of abating, and the fighting is exacting a heavy toll on civilians. The UN says nearly 3.4 million people have now fled Ukraine. European ministers meeting in Brussels Monday condemned Russia for its relentless attacks on Ukrainian cities and for what they say are war crimes. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports civilian deaths are mounting in Ukraine's port city of Mariupol, and Germany's foreign minister Annalena Baerbock is speaking out.
Baerbock says the courts will have to decide, but for me, these are clearly war crimes, while EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell underlines that war also has law. The International Criminal Court in the Netherlands is gathering evidence about any possible war crimes in Ukraine, but Russia, like the US, doesn't recognize the tribunal's jurisdiction.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency response officials say Russian shelling Sunday near the city center of the capital, Kyiv, killed eight people. The attack damaged a high-rise and devastated a shopping center in the area, which what Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashev said had been targeted because it was used to store rockets, claims that could not be independently verified. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate committee has started historic confirmation hearings for President Biden's Supreme Court pick. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Welcome, Judge Jackson, and congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you, Senator.
As he opened the Judiciary Committee hearing, Chairman Dick Durbin noted Ketanji Brown Jackson would be the high court's first black woman if confirmed.
It's not easy being the first. Often you have to be the best. In some ways, the bravest.
Jackson will address the panel today before questioning starts tomorrow. Ranking Member Chuck Grassley and other Republicans vow tough but fair questions.
We won't try to turn this into a spectacle.
He and several other GOP members cited how Democrats turned Brett Kavanaugh's hearings 4 years ago into a circus. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Chinese civil aviation officials say a China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737-800 with 132 people on board crashed Monday in the southern province of Guangxi. In a statement, China's Civil Aviation Administration said the crash occurred near the city of Wuzhou in Teng County. The agency said the flight was traveling from Kunming in the western province of Yunnan to the industrial center of Guangzhou along the east coast. They say China's Eastern flight number 5735 had been traveling at around 30,000 feet when it suddenly entered a deep dive. The data suggests the plane crashed with a minute and a half of whatever went wrong. Chinese civil aviation officials say there's no immediate word on numbers of dead and injured, and a team of officials had been sent to investigate the crash. The Guangxi Fire Service said it battled a mountainside fire ignited by the crash. The U.S. space agency NASA said the massive fire could be seen from satellites. Shanghai-based China Eastern is one of China's top three airlines, operating scores of domestic and international routes serving 248 destinations. Norway's Equinor Petroleum Company said Monday, while no damage has been reported, it had shut down one of its primary oil platforms as a precaution following an earthquake in the North Sea. Equinor spokesman Giselle Liedl Johansen said it was not clear when the Sonor B platform could resume normal operation. The platform produces between 30,000 and 35,000 barrels of oil per day. He said the company's focus now is on safety. The company said it deployed remotely operated vehicles, or ROVs, to scan the seabed for any damage. The Norwegian National Seismic Network reported Monday's quake had an estimated magnitude of 4.6. Repeating this hour's top story. The battle for the strategic Ukrainian port city of Mariupol is raging on Monday. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.